What is your time horizon when it comes to your retirement planning? Now, before you answer, I want you to check your calendar, your watch, or maybe your birth certificate. I'm guessing that your time horizon is a lot longer than you might realize. For example, if you said that you have 20 years in your time horizon until retirement, I'm guessing that you might mean the time until you plan to initiate retirement. So that would make you in your mid-40s. Sorry to give that fact away. You feel like you're at the base of your own personal financial Mount Everest and you've got maybe 20 years to climb to the top. Fine. But is that where your journey ends? Any mountain climber knows that the peak of the summit is not the finish line. It's just the halfway point. And if you live a normal life expectancy in retirement, you're going to have another 20 years after you initiate retirement on the other side of your last day of work. So in our example, you don't just have a 20-year time horizon. Yours may be 40 years or more. Who knows? So with that recalibration of your journey's length in mind, here are some things that you can do. The first is to make protection a priority. Life happens. Whether it's sickness, accident, natural disaster, disability, or even premature death, unforeseen calamities can wipe out your best efforts in a moment. So make sure that you work with a licensed, experienced professional to address what areas in your life that need protection. Second, save first and then spend the leftovers. If you spend first and then try to save what you can, you're never going to save enough. I've yet to meet the retiree who said, "I saved too much money." If you're not sure where to start, shoot for 15% of your annual income. Third, understand the rules change in retirement. Think you hate volatile markets now? Actually, you should love them now while you're accumulating money. Ups and downs allow your steady monthly savings to buy less while prices are up, and buy more when the markets are on sale. This is also known as dollar cost averaging. But when you start pulling money out of those same accounts during your retirement years, the fluctuations work in reverse, magnifying your losses and offering no timing advantage when markets go back up again. And then finally, understand that you will change in retirement. In a nutshell, you'll tend to be more financially fearful and fiscally conservative. I found that most retirees are more comfortable with a base of guaranteed income, either from Social Security or a pension plan or a guaranteed income annuity, with conservative investments and savings dollars standing by to fill in the gaps. The old Chinese proverb says that the journey of 1,000 miles begins with the first step. With much less profundity, I will offer that the journey towards a successful retirement, pre and post, begins with a good plan. Offering you wisdom on wealth, I'm Byron Moore.